This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to go ahead and get caught up with what we're doing, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles there. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on YouTube. The page is back up. Now, by the way, YouTube pulled us down for 7 days. What would they pull us down for? They pulled us down for 7 days for showing the people in this country, the resisting people in the UK alone, in the hundreds of thousands, resisting this second wave concerning this perpetuated fraud in COVID-19, at least to the point as to where they have brought it, okay? They pulled us down for 7 days because they didn't want you to see what's happening in those prospective countries. This is what you need to understand as to what's going on. You need to understand to the degree, folks, as to how dangerous this is in a clear violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. These big tech companies are subversive to American government, and they're acting out accordingly. This is against the law, America. But they pulled us down, okay, because they said it's a part of their policies. Policies for what? To be subversive, and if you don't follow the narrative, then we're going to go ahead and shadow ban you or just expunge you or shut down your channel at will. That's exactly what they want you to believe. It's illegal, okay? But again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. We are back up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, friends, if you'd like to go over to Before It's News, you can do the same thing there, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Go ahead and click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. The rock of ages. The word of the Lord endures forever. Amen. Let's get to this. We're going to be talking about Anthony Fauci, right? One of the most despised con men in this age. One of the most despised con men, taking it a step further, on the planet, is being praised by Time Magazine. By the way, this is nothing new. This is absolutely nothing new. Folks, they've been praising tyrants and dictators of the past since their inception. So this should, again, come as no surprise, but wait until I begin to name the list of the most influential people in the United States outside of just Anthony Fauci. He was on the cover. Okay, we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. I want to bring you over to this real quick because I get hundreds of emails a day, literally from people, 99% of people that I don't even know. They're just trying to solicit me, or they're trying to get me to broadcast something, or they're trying to get me to interview somebody, or they're just always trying to solicit me for something, for their gain. Well, I got one today, and I thought it was interesting because I took a couple minutes to take a look at it. And we all know that last week, the governor, if you want to call him that, from the state of Florida, just removed all the unconstitutional restrictions concerning businesses. So now they've been given the green light to reopen. Okay. Now, you want to understand fascism? Just hang on a second. Okay. So he removed all the restrictions. Okay. But what it says on this Universal Park email, it says exposure to COVID-19 is an inherent risk in any public location where people are present. A narrative that is yet to be proven. Okay. We cannot guarantee you that you will not be exposed concerning your visit. Okay. This is what it says. Now, on top of it, before you actually were to go back and revisit one of the parks, this is Universal. This is their new requirements. It far exceeds what the government or the governors or the mayors even required, which again was unconstitutional, null and void. Okay? This is Universal. Face coverings are required. It's got a picture of a little Mimi or a Mojo with a mask on. Everyone is required to wear a mask, a face covering during their visit. Okay? Temperature check required. Temperature checks will be required upon arrival, and guests with a temperature of 100.4 degrees or greater will not be admitted. Okay? Another sign, wash your hands often. This is Universal Park. Wash your hands with soap and water often for at least 20 seconds. Are they speaking to Americans, or are they speaking to little kids? People that have been desensitized to actually take this on and believe it's actually their place to tell us how we're supposed to take care of ourselves. Okay? Now listen again. Social distancing sign. Practice social distancing and keep at least 6 to 2 meters between your travel party and others. Every step of the way, friends, they're giving you some dictate. Another one is floor markings. When present, please stand on the floor markings until the group in front of you moves forward. I can't make this up. Another one, avoid contact with people who are sick. Who are these people to talk to us in such a fashion? Besides the ignorant and the enslaved. Okay? I go on. Use hand sanitizer when required. These are the signs. This is their ad. At select locations, including prior to boarding ride vehicles, guests will be required to use hand sanitizers. Here's another one. Follow team member direction. Okay. As if to suggest anybody's going to take the time to go to one of these parks. So what I did is I wanted to see the response of the people. You want to talk about a planted response? It's all propaganda. Okay? There's 64 comments. And this is what Lisa said. Thank you for the update. Hopefully me and my family are planning to visit in August. Okay? Stacy said, I just have one question. When we wear masks, are we able to take them off while we eat and snack or have something to drink? Listen to how they're asking for permission, friends. Sorry if that sounds like a dumb question. Here's another one. Carlos, will there be a limit to how many people can be inside the park and will I have to social distance when I come with a loved one? Thank you. Regina said, will Universal be doing a fireworks show this year? What is the plan for July 4th? Okay, we're past that. Here's another one. What will there be in October? Can't wait. Folks, you know, I'm so glad. Here's another response. I'm so glad that you guys took precautionary measures to make sure that we're going to be safe. Folks, every single one of the responses, every single one of them follows the narrative. You want to talk about the definition of propaganda and fascism? Here you have it. They've taken it further than the government, friends. And then they say it's private property, and if you don't comply, you're not coming on our property. Disney said, guess what? Cashless, please. No cash. No.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Hubert here, folks. During the break, I just linked the articles to the left side of the YouTube page found on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. And Diana said they should just make the footprints on the floor hooves instead. Well, hey, folks. It's, you know, as ridiculous as all this sounds, there are people that are still going to go. And again, I've said it a million times, but I'm going to say it again. They're adding strength to tyranny. I want to say this, folks. When you look at the ad, I posted this on YouTube as well, but when you look at the ad, just look how ridiculous it is. Having a conversation, nobody's mouths are moving. They got their mouths covered up with their little mufflers, you know. You want to call them masks, you can call them whatever you want to call them. That's not what they are, friends. They're muzzling the American people, and you're being laughed at every step of the way. But it's interesting, friends. Someone just sent out a meme, and it shows all the people back in the 30s, Heil Hitlering, right, with their hands out in the air like this, if you're watching me. And it's interesting. It says right under there with two people, a guy and a girl with a mask on. How could they just all comply like that? We could never do that. They have their masks on. They must have been brainwashed. Folks, it's exactly what's happening here in America today. See, foreign countries have figured this out. They're beginning to resist. They're beginning to understand, finally, what we were telling them concerning the pill and the jam 6 months ago. Well, you know, people don't want to understand prevention is better than cure. Then go ahead and learn the hard way, because that's what many people are going to do. But this is about absolute control. Speaking of going back to the parks here, it's absolutely imperative that you understand that when you go into these parks, that they would send something like this and suggest that anybody's going to pack up and go back to Universal or go over back over to Disney and put a mask on their face, wait for 3 hours before you can go inside of their stores. See, this is what they want you to think is the new norm. Now, just think about this. If I would have told you 7 months ago this is what was going to happen, they were going to force you to wear masks when you go to the airport, you go to these businesses, small businesses, bigger businesses, or if you want to go to one of these parks. You would have said, no way. Nobody would comply in a million years. Well, they're pushing their narrative. They're pushing their propaganda. And here we are. They have muzzled the American people, and there's people that are still foolish enough to go along with this. I want to take it a step further because I want you to understand that many of these parks, before you can even go into them, you have to put your finger print through a scanner before you can even go into the park. Well, people have been complying with that for years. I never have complied with any of that, by the way. For the record, I'm not the standard, but I'm not stupid neither. Okay? And being stupid is not the standard. Being smart is the standard. But before you go into these parks, they want you to put your finger in there. And people just in the hordes go along with them. They've been encouraged to take it another step. Let me take it over to September 11th, just for an example, to show you how they push this forward. When you listen to what's taking place in the United States since September 11th, I mean, agencies have been created through something called the Unpatriot Act, just to show you how we've gotten to where we're at today. And it's completely unconstitutional. They've created agencies to attack the American people, and it's exactly what they've been doing for the last 19 years in this country. But if you remember right, airlines didn't have to bring on TSA. And by the way, not one, folks, terror attack has been prevented since September 11th through the pretended authority of TSA. And by the way, if you want to know who's behind the TSA and the scanners, just ask George Soros. Folks, they're all in this alliance together to create a new order, along with the big companies, the airlines, the such, Orlando, going to the Universal Parks, Disney. They're all in this together, friends. Okay? Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. But if you remember right after September 11th, the first thing they did was they advocated for the TSA. It's a pretended authority. They have no constitutional authority whatsoever. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. What do they do after September 11th? They put the TSA in. What do? Every time you get onto an airplane, friends, a train, a bus, they violate you at will. They even go so far as to put their hands on you illegally. But because the American people let them do it, they've been encouraged to go ahead and take it another step. I want to take you to another step. I know I'm saying a lot, but I'm saying the same things. And I'm just paying attention to this transition over the years because they're not doing this real quick, friends. They're doing it patiently. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And if you're paying attention and you call yourself the righteous, you should be able to see what these people are doing easily, simply, folks, every step of the way. And it's exactly what we've been doing over the last 23 years in ministry because it's not hard to see. But again, I want to go back to September 11th. The first thing they did was violate the Fourth Amendment. They created something unconstitutional. They called it the Patriot Act when, in fact, it's unpatriotic. The American people drank it in. They created agencies to attack the American people. Right? They opened up the doors. And by the way, terror, defined in Oxford English's original dictionary, means government by intimidation. Did you know that? And you know that this government today is calling anybody that doesn't comply with the state, enemies of the state, they're also branding them as terrorists, just like King George did our forefathers. If you didn't know that, now you know. So do you understand who this is all aimed at? Now let me go to the present. Because you've accepted this, that's why they're doing this. Now you're allowing them to muzzle you and your families, if you are. Because I know there's a lot of people resisting globally, friends. Australia, France, Germany, the UK. It's beginning to happen here in the United States of America. Why? Because they've lost their narrative. I'm going to be highlighting that. That's why they put Anthony Fauci on the front page of Time magazine as one of the most influential people out of 100 in the United States of America. Wait until you hear this list, friends. You're going to be offended. But it's called casting into your teeth. And it's also, folks, Saul Alinsky tactic where they try to make themselves a lot bigger in number than they really are. And they're scared to death that Americans are going to figure this out, just like they're figuring it out over in France and in Germany and in the UK. And by the way, I forgot to tell you, it's also happening in Israel. Same thing over there. People are beginning to resist. This happened all together now, friends. Just like any other agenda they push, just like the whole gay agenda back in the late 1990s. Do you remember when they started pushing the gay agenda? It was a worldwide initiative. It's the same thing going on with this global initiative. And it's all coming from Washington, D.C. Just to show you that this is the empire, America, that you feared the most. It's your government that's doing it. Again, for the record. But do you know that, for example, if you want to go over to Disney right now, do you know that they're talking about just use credit cards? We don't want to use cash. We want no transactions. See, and the narrative is always used as long as they can use it for their advantage and for their narrative. If it strengthens what they're attempting to do, they'll use it. They're talking about a cashless society. Someone just wrote a couple minutes ago about how they're seeing coin shortages all over the United States. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and then what's the excuse? Well, if we don't have to make any transactions, you don't touch my money, and I don't have to hand it to you, then you're not going to get a virus that way. It's all propaganda. It's all lies. And let me just, it comes up again, friends. I just want to say it again for my new listeners. If it's really about your safety, your family's safety, and you and your safety, keep in mind, it's this government that's spraying chemicals down upon the people through chemtrails. They've been doing this since 1968 in Minneapolis. It's the same government that sends your boys to unconstitutional wars to conquer third world nations. Okay? Remember what Henry Kissinger said? Military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy, right? You can go check out Smedley Butler's quotes, too, to understand what's going on in your government and in your country, friends. But the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. They sanction the murder of over 60 million babies, and they want you to believe that they actually care about you, friends. It has nothing to do with it. It's about absolute control. So do pay attention as to what's going on here, friends. Again, if you want to check out this guide to reopening, it's just the most offensive thing I've ever seen in my life. Face coverings required. Temperature checks required. Social distancing. Wash hands often. Floor markings. Avoid contact with people who are sick. Use hand sanitizers when required. Follow team member directions. But again, friends, this only applies to their political opposition. To those that are Christians and those that are constitutionalists. And those that believe in the American way. Those that call themselves patriots, conservatives, friends, it applies to you. You're the enemy of the state. And what they're doing illegally right now through these big parks, through these corporations, and through these businesses, they're ostracizing those that don't comply. This is why you better get your lawful game on, friends. You better get your lawful game on while you have the time to do so. Because these are always the birth pains, friends, to something bigger if we don't put a stop to it now. And I mean just that, friends, because these are the tremors before the big quake. What do you prefer? Prefer putting a stop to it now before the big quake, or what do you want to do here? It's your call. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Nearly 1 million Americans have already voted in the 2020 election, several times the number that voted early in 2016, with the vast majority being cast by Democrats. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project. President Trump said on Monday that he has paid millions of dollars in taxes, but was entitled to depreciation and tax credits, adding that he was extremely under-leveraged and suggesting that he may release financial statements that would show all of his assets in debt. As far as if the president's tax returns are a big issue with voters, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells ABC's The View,
I don't think it's an issue that frankly impacts a whole lot of Americans. As I talk to people in Texas, the number one issue everyone is worried about is jobs. They want to reopen small businesses.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden continuing with debate prep on Monday. Meanwhile, Senator Kamala Harris is in North Carolina. Despite many states requiring people to wear masks when out in public, the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
21 U.S. states now seeing spikes in COVID-19 cases, and it has health experts warning of an even more deadly fall and winter because of COVID-19 combined with the normal seasonal flu. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is among those concerned, saying this morning,
I hope not, but we very well might start seeing increases in deaths. That's really something that I had discussed some time ago. There's something you don't want to be in a position like that as the weather starts getting cold.
He spoke on Good Morning America, one coronavirus model showing the U.S. could see as many as 3,000 deaths a day by late December.
USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on YouTube and Top Chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Well, here we have it, friends. I noticed this yesterday, and sure enough, I seen exactly what they're doing because I've done pieces on Time Magazine's Tyrants of the Year in the past. And I'll name some of those people in just a couple of moments. What I want you to put in and weigh out in the balance of the truth, friends, in the light of God's Word and the Constitution, is the men that they put up. Okay? So Anthony Fauci's on the front page of Time. I'm the most despised con man on the planet is being hailed by Time Magazine as one of the most influential. You got to understand as to how this works, friends. It's completely the opposite of what the truth is. And I can prove it 1,000 times over. If for as much as Barack Obama was despised by the American people, who's going to love on a president that transgresses the Constitution 1,168 times? Well, guess what? They put him up as the person of the year, not once, but twice. Oh, the list goes on. Whoever you hate, they put him up as the person of the year. They put up Janet Merkel, the dictator wannabe, incarnate of that of Adolf Hitler in a woman's, well, if that's what you want to call her, a woman's body. I'll get to that in just a couple of moments. You'll understand as I give you these names. The most despised con man on the planet is being hailed by Time Magazine as one of the most influential. Completely untrue. Okay, completely untrue. But again, John 15:19 tells us, if you were of the world would love its own. And oh, how the world loves to put their own up. Oh, folks, just keep in mind, it's all temporal. It's all temporal. The Bible tells us clearly that no man is able to save his own soul. Okay, or keep it alive. He can't do it. These people want to dare the justice of God for the time that they've all been allotted, and they want to see how, well, they're testing their tinfoil, not their steel, their tinfoil in the face of a just and a holy God. Read Psalm 97, Jeremiah 9:24, the list goes on. But again, Time Magazine, what are they doing? Well, once again, they've outdone themselves by playing a very dangerous game with your freedoms, America. Your freedoms. You need to understand something. If I can control you, folks, I can do whatever I want to do with you. How do I do that? I demoralize you. I get your eyes off to Christ and I get it onto fallen man, and then I begin to demoralize you until you are set in emulating the fallen rather than the risen. And I'm speaking of Christ as the standard here, John 14:6. But Time Magazine has once again outdone themselves by playing a very dangerous games with the American freedoms. How? From praising transgenders as the top 100 most influential people. I'm not kidding. Transgenders. Okay? See what I've been telling you for years, friends, how they're trying to Europeanize America? It's exactly what they're doing. Demoralize the people. Okay? Lower the standard. Get them on the devil rather than the Christ. Oh, how Satan loves to mock Christ. Right? But that's what a defeated foe does. That's all he can do. They're praising transgenders. They're praising lesbians. Folks, keep in mind they're using all of these people as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. They don't want you to pay. They want you to believe that they're all the victims, right? And they put them up as heroes to the people, when in fact those heroes are the very ones that are not holding the shield, protecting themselves as victims, but they have the spear because they're perpetuating the crimes as transgressors. But again, Time Magazine is praising transgenders, lesbians, sodomites, to the likes of Black Lives Matter's founders. See who's putting all this up, friends? They're telling on themselves. If you're paying attention, it's real easy to see. Nobody would know who these Black Lives Matter individuals were or are if it wasn't for the mainstream media putting them in front of your face. All five members. Folks, they don't have the numbers. They're paid protesters. They're Marxists. They've told you. We played it on the radio. We've done articles. I played audio for you coming out of their own mouths telling you that they're organizers and Marxists. Why would your mainstream media and outlets continuously push these people up? Because they're attempting to overthrow American government. As I've said, friends, if people would just war against those that are orchestrating domestic insurrection rather than ignorantly fighting one another on the streets of America, I'll tell you what, you can go a long ways. But you got to become a little educated to understand what's going on here. And at the end of the day, the Lord said, if you forget me, I'll turn that nation into hell. So we are under judgment. And our sin is finding us out, no question about it, Numbers 32:23. You want to know who else they're praising? Is one of the top 100 most influential people in the country. This is Time. Joe Biden, right? Treasonous Joe Biden. Criminal Kamala Harris. Activist from the bench, John Roberts. Remember the guy that wanted to change the law into a tax, right? Concerning Romney Care, then Obamacare, then the Affordable Care Act. Now under Donald Trump, it's called the American Health Care Act, just so you weren't sideswiped with that, because it's the same thing, just a different name. Okay, then we have none other than the loony, psychotic Nancy Pelosi, who belongs in a padded room, no question about it. She's a criminal as well. But friends, who do you suppose they put on the front of the cover of the latest issue of Time's 100 most influential people? The most despised, Anthony Fauci. And again, friends, I don't know how many times I need to say this, but you can't make it up. But people don't put two and two together. Read Leviticus 18:22, Exodus 22, verse 18, 1 Kings 13:33, Amos 5, 7, and Luke 22:48. If that was too quick, well, you should have had a piece of paper and a pen. Or you can just go ahead and download the podcast and re-listen to it, friends. How can anyone, even with the smallest sense of morality, not see what's taking place here? Look who they put up. See, they're advocating clearly what God clearly condemns. And this is nothing new. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. When we look to the standard, the Word of God, we can see as to what is being played out right here before our faces. Now, I want you to listen to this again, and I put this in context for you. The Scripture covers every issue that man can deal with. When you read 1 Kings 13:33, it says this. After this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt hierarchy, returned not from his evil way, because he refused to follow God's moral law like these useful idiots, but made again of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places, actors, musicians, priests, politicians, reporters, judges, so on and so forth. It says that Jeroboam, whoever would, he consecrated them unto himself and became one of the high priests of the high places. You see what they do? They take the most debased and immoral and they put them as the standard. That's how the king actually wields control over the people. That is something history's taught us since day one. So, in other words, the powers that were tolerated would take to the baser sorts such as liars, thieves, murderers, cons, advocates of a foreign government perhaps, right? And put them up as the standard in hopes that the people would again emulate them. Understand your enemy. Read Isaiah 14, 9 through 14 when you get a moment. And all of this was done by ill-designing men to wield more control over the masses. Ephesians 4, 14. Again, I guess this is how you make America great again. Or so they would have you believe. Jesus said unto them, you are they which justify yourselves before men. This is what time is doing. But God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Luke 16, 15. Here we are. But again, Time magazine has a long history of this sort of self-degrading, shameful, and demeaning propaganda along with the mainstream media. As you all well know. Well, guess what, friends? They're at it again. If you think things are bad now, just imagine the up-and-coming generation, because these seeds are getting more and more and more and more wicked than they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. These people are the ones that are making wide the gates to hell, and they want to make sure they can bring as many people along with them. Okay? And this all spawns from none other than he who is in opposition to the God of heaven, he who is opposed and jealous of mankind, the great destroyer, he who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. These are all his children right here that I'm highlighting. And this is just a handful of them, friends. Do you remember in the past when you look at Time magazine, Time has propped up the likes of war criminals and pedophiles such as Henry Kissinger? I don't know if you know this or not, but he sits right next to the president as his war council advisor. He's a war criminal. He's wanted in other countries as a war criminal. He's also a pedophile. Talking about Henry Kissinger. They've also put up tyrants and mass murderers such as Adolf Hitler. Did you know this, friends? Go and do yourself a service. Prove me wrong. Cross-check everything that I'm telling you right now. Go online and do a Google search of Time Magazine. And the well, that's Tyrants of the Year. That's what I named it. But Time Magazine's Men of the Year. Adolf Hitler was one of the Men of the Year. Matter of fact, I'm going to go there right now. I believe it was 1935 that he was the Man of the Year. And I'm going to see it was either 35 or 38, but I want to cross-check. And if I go to the images, of course, there is Adolf Hitler. 1938, friends. Man of the Year. Wow, that's just insane. Guess who else was Man of the Year according to Time magazine, friends? not only just Adolf Hitler, but also Joseph Stalin, who killed 20 to 60 million of his own people. How about the Ayatollah Khomeini? Yeah, he was one too. Oh, the list goes on. I'll get to more in just a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with its generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Yeah. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me, friends, when I go over a list of my past articles. You know what's pretty crazy? What's pretty crazy is how many videos have been stripped from our site exposing the players in the New World Order. I mean, we're in some dangerous times. I was just digging up some information for you during the break, friends, concerning David Rockefeller. In his quotes, and the great question that needs to be begged here is, how come he hasn't been charged for his crimes? Well, he's not here anymore. He's learned the hard way. I bet it's quite hot where he's at. Right? That fire that will be salted, right? That will never be quenched, or the worm never dies. Yep. These are people that want to dare the justice of God only to find out the hard way, friends. You know, David Rockefeller said some even believe we, the Rockefeller family, are a part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States. Same thing with the Rothschilds, same thing with the Bushes, same thing with the Clintons, same thing with what's going on here in the present administration. Characterizing my family and me as internationalists and conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. He said, if that's the charge, I stand guilty. Wow. He said it out of his own mouth. But, you know, can always rest assured, friends, that those fact checkers will tell you it's not true, even when you have it on video. But you know what? They look at it as, well, the video's been expunged now, so they're not going to know the difference. We'll just keep attacking little by little. We'll continuously strip the internet of all information proving Bradley Dean and the likes of the truth. And then what we'll do is we'll call them into question, just like Satan himself. Hath God said? Sound familiar, friends? Isn't this what the fact checkers are today? Fact checkers. You know, the fact checkers only apply to those that are telling you the truth. If you paid attention to this, it only applies to those that are calling into question the narrative. They're not fact checking, friends. They're not fact checking mainstream media. They're not fact checking MSNBC or CNN. I again want everybody to understand the severity as to what's taking place here. Hang on a second. I'm getting something here. I want to see if I can pull it up. Yep, they're literally stripping all of this information away from the American people so you cannot decide for yourself as to what's going on here, friends. And if this isn't to the degree of criminality, friends, of that of the Third Reich, I don't know what to say to you. I really don't. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to hang on to this for a moment because I got a quote in mind that you need to hear right now. And I'm going to go to David Rockefeller. I'm just going to put in quotes and see if it pulls up because I cannot, it used to pull up just tons of these quotes from him. And let's see if we can pull one up right now. We're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. Well, in the same process, friends, what are they doing? They are literally indoctrinating people after these crises and the crises, folks, take place. Oh, here it is. Oh, one. Well, that's interesting, but I did get one. You ready for this? We're talking about, over the last segment, friends, Anthony Fauci, the most despised con man on the planet, is being hailed by Time magazine as one of the most influential. I want you to consider the source. You ready for this? This is David Rockefeller. It's a fact. There's no questions about it. And prove it. And here it is. We are grateful to the Washington Post. This is David Rockefeller. He said, the New York Times. He said Time magazine and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. See how you've been sold out? But friends, you've done it to yourself because you've known this for decades. He said it would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. He said, but the work is now much more sophisticated and prepared, he's speaking of the world, to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in most past centuries. He said this in 1991. David Rockefeller did, founder of the Trilateral Commission, in an address to a meeting of the Trilateral Commission. Okay, so he was a part of it and then he addressed it. But here we are. So when they put up guys like Anthony Fauci and the such, also keep in mind of others that they put up and also keep in mind who they're working for. Also understand this is not freedom of speech. This is a crime. This is criminal. Okay. I was just highlighting the fact that Time magazine has propped up other war criminals. Here, I'll give you a list of them. Adolf Hitler, 1938 Times Man of the Year. Well, some might say, well, Bradley, that he was put up as Times Man of the Year for this reason. I don't care what reason. What was the impression? What was the purpose you would take a dictator that killed 6 to 12 million Jews, gypsies, and dissidents and put them on the front page of our paper. Here, oh, well, let me take it a step further, okay, because you still haven't gotten it yet. Oh, Bradley, you're just you're a rockhead. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, well, then here, I'll explain it a little bit better, and I'll say it a little bit slower for some of you that just don't quite understand as to what's going on. I don't mean to be condescending, friends, but this is an answer back to those that just don't know a thing, and they think they know everything. They're the worst of men in so many different ways. Do you remember Joseph Stalin? By the way, Joseph Stalin was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942. Stalin was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union who was responsible for killing 20 million, up to 60 million, of his own citizens. He went door to door and disarming them, by the way. Did you know that the President of the United States of America, Franklin Roosevelt, during that particular time, he was a tyrant too, by the way, but President Franklin Roosevelt referred to Stalin as Kind Uncle Joe back in the 1930s. Of course, they were attempting to form a world government. And guess where that happened, friends? And guess who's responsible for that? Your government is. Why? Because it failed during the League of Nations through World War I under Wilson, Woodrow Wilson. And so guess what? They had to do it again. They needed another war to create a world government. And they did. Why do we need a world government? Folks, we're not the government of the world. Our government has no business policing the world. It's not constitutional in any sense of the word. We're supposed to mind our own business, but that's not what we're doing. We want everybody else's business to be under the control of ours. That's what we're seeing today. 737 military bases in, what, 162 different countries? Oh, my goodness. Most people don't even know that. At the expense of your own kids' blood, right? But I want you to understand how this works. Well, Adolf Hitler, he was declared Time's Man of the Year, but not for that reason. But they put him up there. Here's a matter of fact. Let me look at that picture. Boy, he's just a proud-looking peacock, ain't he? Little peacock. Who also found out the hard way. They had him in the weekly news magazine Time on the cover. And then they had him on the weekly news magazine again in 1938. And when you look at it, then they have Stalin there a couple times, as I said. Ayatollah Khomeini was on the cover there as well. We had Barack Obama on the cover. So you understand they're all in good company. And keep in mind the quote from David Rockefeller. Again, so you can understand this is happening in your country by your own media. That's why I continuously put the lights on those people that are responsible for committing crimes against you. They don't have a lawful standing, friends, to continuously promulgate propaganda the way that they are. Okay? But again, we're talking about Anthony Fauci and how he's one of the most 100 most influential Americans, just the exact opposite. And everyone they named, just the exact opposite is true. But again, cause the enemy to believe that everybody's rejoicing with us. No, they're not. No, they're not. Here, let me give you a prime example. Yesterday we were out having dinner and they had a big screen. You could hear it. I couldn't see it. Thank God I couldn't see it. But it was a football game. You know those full-grown men fighting over a pig ball while 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day are being murdered? Read Proverbs 6:17 up against what you tolerate. And it's interesting because when I looked at, I looked around the corner and I could see the screen for a moment and there was nobody up in the seats, the bleachers. But I noticed that what was coming through the audio was the roars of filled stadiums. How did that work? The same thing is happening in the media 24/7. They want you to believe everybody's routing them on, everybody's in agreement with what they're doing, who they're promoting, who they're highly esteeming, when the fact of the matter is, friends, there's nobody in the bleachers. You understand? There's nobody in the bleachers. It's a sound over. And this is exactly what the mainstream media would have you drink in, that everybody's doing it, when the exact opposite is true. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.